folks. Welcome back to Straight Talk Money. I'm your host, Chase Robertson. Peggy Tuck, Charles Sizemore. Hope you're having a great commute. Nice day here in Houston, Texas. Not a great day to commute. A lot of people wanting to play what I call bumper cars. That is a joke. I hope you're smiling. Not really. But we'll see. This place, this Houston, Texas, there's no commercial zoning. And what that means is you can put a skyscraper right in the middle of a neighborhood. And what that has led to is L.A. traffic, but we don't have the weather. I don't know. Maybe the firm should move to Denver, Colorado. Some thoughts from Robertson this morning on commuting. Anyway, good earnings coming through. You know, folks, often we ask what earnings mean. You know, earnings let you know how the company's doing. And Charles and I have been really discussing in detail, did some dinner last night, you know, what is going on with the market? Because companies are reporting unbelievable earnings, share buybacks, increasing in dividends, but they're still not getting a lot of love in the market.
Yeah.
Not like they had historically in maybe 2012, 2014. So, you know, this may signal that we're in a bear market or a flat market, which is kind of the same
thing. I think, yeah. Well, I mean, a long flat market is basically a light bear market.
Yeah.
You know, what looks like to me is, so everyone expected this big earnings windfall from the corporate tax break.
Mm-hmm.
And we are seeing that. But Wall Street's kind of looking past that as, okay, well, we kind of expected that. That's not new news. I mean, like we expected to see that. What we actually want is organic growth. We want to see actual business growth, not just kind of artificially juiced growth due to this tax thing, you know.
Sure.
And so I think that's where it's falling short to some extent. Yeah, you can raise the dividend, do the buybacks and all that, but if Wall Street kind of sees it as a one-off or they see no improvement in the underlying business, they're not going to be as impressed, particularly given that stocks are expensive right now.
You know, sure.
There was a lot of optimism built into prices as we entered this year. So, yeah, I think it's likely that we're in some kind of bear market. Doesn't, you know, people hear bear market, they get scared. It doesn't mean it's going to be like 2008 where the bottom falls out and just like a trap door. I mean, they're not all like that. Typical bear market stocks go down from peak to trough, something like 20 to 30%. It kind of grinds sideways to slightly down for a while. I mean, they're not all just brutal like 2008.
Mm-hmm.
They're not fun. I mean, they're never fun, but, you know, the way you invest in a 2008 style bear market versus like a 2000 to 2003, did I say bull or bear? The way you invest in like a 2008 style bear versus like a dot-com crash bear market, it's a different mindset. And I think what we're likely to see if we get this bear market, we think, is something like what we saw in 2000 to 2002, early 2003, where it's just high-priced, expensive stocks kind of grind lower. The
sure.
cheaper stuff ends up doing okay, and you know there's kind of a rotation among stocks. The indices fall, but there's kind of a rotation among stocks. 2008 was different. 2008 is like someone just pulled the carpet out from under you and everything fell down. I don't see a repeat of that.
No, I don't. I don't. I don't either. Earnings are coming in too strong for there to be a real.
It's not so
dive.
Much that. It's more like what caused 2008. Well, the banking system collapsed. There was. It's like. Imagine a bunch of people in a swimming pool and everybody just gets out, the water level falls, right? That's basically what happened in 2008. It was just, you know, you had no, I mean, when the banking system collapsed, there was no liquidity. That's what killed the market. That's not normal. I mean, that's only happened a couple times in history. So, you know, whereas valuation-based bear markets, earnings-based bear markets, I mean, these things happen every 10 years, sometimes every 5 years. I mean, they happen regularly. So if we get this bear that we think we might be in the early stages of, something like 2000, probably a lighter version of 2000, 2002 mm-hmm. is what we should expect, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, folks, this is the importance of having dividend-paying stocks. You know, I've done well with dividend-paying stocks early in my investing career. You know, a lot of folks my age, you know, select stocks that are pure growth, no dividend. But, you know, when a market's sideways and you're collecting a dividend, you're making money.
You're making money. You're able to realize, and if imagine, you know, you're young. Imagine if you're retired. The nightmare scenario for somebody retiring right now is, okay, yeah, I think I have enough money. It looks like my nest egg's just big enough to get me through. I'm going to retire, and then bam, there's a bear market right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That really, I mean, that can massively affect your ability to retire, because then you're having to take drawdowns, from you're having to take withdrawals from your portfolio on a smaller portfolio. So if you're able to, if you have a dividend strategy, you can milk those dividends, not have to actually draw down the portfolio, and you're able to better ride out a long bear market that way.
Sure. I mean, one thing that's exciting for retirees right now, and we haven't seen this in a long time, is dividend yields are pretty strong across most sectors.
Yeah.
Energy, unbelievable.
No. Yeah.
I mean, gaming, you know, I was trying to go through, you know, Blackstone Financials, that's in your portfolio, Charles. They just increased their dividend, doing a special dividend. Kinder Morgan just raised their dividend
50%. 60%. Yeah.
Yet their stock is not moving.
It's moved a little bit. It's had a rough year, but in the last couple weeks, it's actually come on. The whole energy infrastructure sector has come on in the last couple weeks. I mean, it's been a rough year, but the last couple, it looks like it bottomed out earlier this month. And it looks like it's kind of, and it's been moving the right direction ever since. But yeah, you could get yields in that, you know, 4 to 6% range without taking a lot of risk and, you know, buying companies that are growing. You can get yields higher than that, but it's going to be real slow growth stuff.
Sure.
But yeah, you know, even that 4 to 6 range is great. I mean, that's fantastic.
Well, at 7 compounding, you're doubling your money over 10 years.
Yeah. So. And that yield also assumes no growth in the dividend. I mean, we're just assuming that dividend remained flat. And usually, if you're buying a healthy company, they raise that dividend over time.
EPD, core holding across most of our portfolios, raised the dividend,
absolutely,
I think, 60-something times.
Yeah, Enterprise Products, if you look at like a long-term chart of just their dividend, not the stock price, but just the dividend, it looks like a stairway to heaven. It's just,
right,
you know, dividend flat, rises, flat, rises, flat, rises. It just stair steps up just from, you know, the bottom to the top. There's just no let up. I mean, they just raise that dividend
every single quarter.
Almost every quarter.
Well, I mean,
a couple times a year.
They have raised their dividend every quarter for about the last, it's between 55 and 60. No.
Yeah.
Every quarter they've raised.
There's been a few quarters where maybe they kept it the same, but like literally, I mean, at least, I mean, within a given year, they're raising that dividend multiple times. I mean, absolutely. Absolutely. But they're not cavalier about it. You know, they're not, you know, this is Texas, the Texas businessmen kind of, if we may poke fun at our own, Texas businessmen can be the gunslinging cowboy type that are very comfortable with risk, just to say the least.
Sure.
That's not Enterprise Products. These guys are stodgy and conservative, and that's exactly what you want to see with a company like that. I mean, they are just, you know, it's the tortoise beating the hare. I mean, these guys, you know, these guys take the approach that slow and steady wins the race. They raise that dividend by a modest amount every quarter or two, just without fail. I love that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you and I always say the strongest dividend is the one that's continuing being...
Yep.
Being hiked up.
Absolutely.
So no complaints there. And, you know, what I think is exciting and is going on in the market is that so many people have so much cash, you know where to put it. I'm hoping for some nice special dividends.
Yeah.
Remember in 2012, there was a slew of special dividends.
Those were fun.
Those were, I mean, I got some $6,000 dividend checks from old Las Vegas Sands. I mean, you know, great excitement. So I think Apple's a candidate for that. I think Facebook could potentially be a candidate for that.
Yeah.
A lot of other.
We'll see.
We'll see. ExxonMobil recently increased their dividend. Anyway,
yes,
folks, if you want a list of dividends or stocks that have had a dividend increase in the last 30 days, email us, straighttalkmoney.com. We'll get that over to you. You're listening to Straight Talk Money with Chase Robertson and Peggy Tuck and Charles Sizemore. We'll be right back after these important announcements. Before I be your dog.